So welcome to today's podcast, where I'm lucky enough to be talking to the writer Sabine Kondrath. And I do know that as part of her inspiration for her writing, she also uses other creative activities to relax and connect to the inspiration. So hi Sabine, I just wanted to welcome you today, and I just wondered, what are some of the ways that you relax away from your writing and your work?
Well, one of the ways I do is meditation, but I also use knitting a lot. I knit socks, I knit shawls, because I've knitted more than I really need or use, because it is the regular movement, I think, that is just really relaxing and centering me. That's the interesting part about knitting. And then I love the colors. I just love the colors, to choose the yarn. And yeah, it's really relaxing.
That sounds amazing, to actually just for some time follow instructions, but at the same
time,
you're coming up with something quite creative at the end of it and quite useful. So when you say colours, how do you decide whether you're going for something quite wild and crazy with the colours? What draws you to decide what you're going to knit? What do you think?
I mean, it is part of it is a design. Crazy colors are usually used for socks, because you can have some easy patterns and the colors show up brilliant. But if you have something like a lacy shawl with beads, you just have to use one solid color. But me being me, I mostly use fuchsia or a bright teal or something like a bright blue. Always bright colors. And then you have to choose the yarn if you want something in summer with more silk in it, or just something really, really woolly like Shetland wool. And and for socks, something really soft mostly. Yeah, it is just, and you have to choose the pattern. It depends on the pattern if you use one. And but I love crazy colors for my socks, I have to say that.
Yeah. And another way is, I mean, I guess obviously knitting is something you can do on your own, but we have seen in the past few years knitting groups where you can go and connect with others. So
yeah.
Are there fairs that people can go to as well? If people just wanted to go and just experience knitting sort of, and then perhaps they haven't done it for a while, are there fairs they could go to?
I'm in an online forum called Ravelry. And there are tons of groups. I'm part of one, which is just my knitting family on the web. And there are people from the UK, from Australia, from the States, some from Germany, Switzerland. And we always try to meet some place, which is easier for the UK folks, because there are really, really many fairs. There's a huge fair in March in Edinburgh. There's something called Yarndale, which is always in September in the Dales in Yorkshire. And there are really many, many smaller fairs in London. I guess some is in Alexandra Palace, Ali Palace. Mm-hmm. And so we always try to meet up, but we always connect online several times a week. And there are knitter groups in Germany, some spread up. But sometimes it's a bit of timing, location thing. It's not that easy. We don't have that many fairs for knitters in Germany, but the UK is absolutely brilliant for that. And we love to connect and share our patterns. And many of us are on Instagram sharing, or on Facebook connecting about that.
So that's a great resource there, to actually go on Instagram and find some projects as well, maybe that inspire.
Yeah.
Where do you get your sort of ideas for what project you're going to do? Do you think, oh, I'm going to knit a blanket perhaps for somebody, or a personal present, or is it more you just following just an idea?
I look at in the forums, and most of the time, I mean, I have some favorite designers. There is for sweaters and cardigans, there is a Swedish designer, and she's done a style where you knit in one part, the whole thing in one, from shoulders down, and a method where you have to calculate, which is not for everyone, but it really fits afterwards. You don't have to sew in the ends and stuff. It's really amazing. And Other women are just designing the most amazing lace shawls. There are traditional things from the Shetlands and patterns. And it really is difficult to decide because there are thousands of patterns. And I always decide about the color if some part of the pattern is just intriguing enough for me to start with, because it takes time. It is, if you have a thin, yeah.
That's a really interesting thing, that, you know, following what intrigues you. And I think, like, generally for art, that's a really great insight.
Yeah,
you're in a block or something, just go somewhere, or whether you're going to go get into knitting or something, and just follow what intrigues you. One thing I noticed when I was at some of our theatre fringes, there were actually some plays about knitting. It's kind of
like, really?
Yeah, it was kind of... It was, and you could bring your knitting to the show, and it was all complete around, the world of knitting. But also, there was one show, and they were performing the songs that the Shetland women used to sing as they knitted, sort of like years ago.
That is interesting.
Yeah, the culture of knitting seems to be actually phenomenal. And I think there was a time as well when men were perhaps much more acceptable now, but maybe that's something that's coming back.
Yeah.
What would you say?
That's...
What would you say to people that were thinking of taking it up, and just, you know, what would be their...
Start with an easy, really easy pattern, just garden stitch, I guess. And the yarn shouldn't be too thin, just a thicker yarn, and maybe just start with a shawl. That's how we all started at a time. And look for a yarn store that has quite experienced people. And I forgot that in Shetland is each September, I think end of September, it is a wool week. I always wanted to go there, but it is really a bit difficult to get to Shetland, and they only have limited time, limited rooms and all that. But it's a whole week about spinning and knitting and the yarn and the people and the sheep, of course. Yeah, it is in end of September in Shetland every year.
Didn't think about that.
And people fly in from the States for that. Yeah, it's really... Among knitters, it's quite famous. I think Shetland, I've only seen it in movies, but I think it's quite a special place from the energy and the lights and the people, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a website that you have that anybody could just connect with you, or you have an Instagram account people could follow? Is there anything...
Yeah, they could, under Sabine Conrad, they will find me on Instagram, and they will find me on Facebook. And they could just go for the other stuff for my writing. Go on mycreativewings.wordpress.com. That's my blog.
I love that.
Thank you. I was working on a real website, but I just didn't get it in time. Gonna have that next year, I guess.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking to me, Sabine.
Thank you, Lita, for having me.